is in a very special way, which is scientific stuff. If you want to really feel what I mean, look around our education system, or look at our scientific knowledge. What is our scientific knowledge? We believe that we have a very firm base of knowledge. We are at the level of space technology. So we're doing fine, right? How many educated people have you seen to tell you that, you know what, all the basic mathematical methods we have, or physical, are just approximation and none of them really works? Have you heard that? Yes, in some of scientific papers, sometimes they would say, poor Albert Einstein, he was looking for a unified formula and he never got it. And they do not add that we don't have it yet. We have two guesses about two different stuff, too big, too small. And we have two different science about them, which doesn't match. In every single of them, I found that dead end. Because that was my hobby, actually, mathematics, physics. And I found so many nonsenses they don't talk about. You won't believe that in our physics. Now at the university, they will explain all the motions around, but when they talk about something going around like this, they exclude the torque because they cannot explain it or calculate it. They do so many bizarre stuff. We have some parameters that they say, okay, it's there. Explanations. Basic firm stuff, we don't have. The latest level of our knowledge practically now is around string theory and that kind of stuff, which are guesses. We don't have any proof. Could you imagine building a machine and being afraid of the outcome of it? This is where we are. The best complex machine we built, it's not working yet, they're working on it. It was a misconnecting stuff. It's CERN in Swiss French border. A collider, atom collider, particle collider. They need Stephen Hawking to come and try to explain. Don't worry. When we smash these particles, we hope that there will be a teeny-weeny black hole, because we talk about black hole, but we don't know what it is really. We want to see it. But do not worry, that black hole will not grow to engulf the Earth. Are you listening to this? This is the top physicist, Nobel Prize winner, talking about the machine we build, because nobody knows if it happens or not. And it could. Because we know nothing about black holes. You could bring it in every guesses. Even your restlessness could be caused by central black hole at the center of the Earth. Okay. But we don't know what it is. So, but we pretend we know exactly. When they say scientific explanation, mathematics, the same. Do you remember the problem of the mathematics? You have to. The problem with mathematics is, silly guess, they will say, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. million, billion, zillion, and so on, and so on, and so on. And this is nonsense. Because when you're counting, you should actually count something, right? Yes, in your mind you could say 2 billion watermelon. Let's add another 2 billion to it. Okay. Let's add another zillion to it. Okay. What happens? Excuse me. I don't care about your basket, but putting that much watermelon together will do something. What is it? First of all, there is a gravity over there. So these watermelons will crash, implode. Then, like an atomic bomb, they explode. So what was that numbering stuff about? In mathematics, they don't teach the critical mass. You will learn it in physics. If you're lucky and your teacher will remember to mention it and forget it, because, okay, I told you now there is a critical mass, so the numbers are honestly limited. Unlimited doesn't exist. Then what? Then you have a lot of problem, because in a lot of calculations we talk about this infinity. And the main problem, I remember, a part of all this, what is the real, real problem with understanding the mathematics and stuff like that? Which one of you candidates to give me the wrong answer? I'm going to ask a question, a very simple one. None of you? Come on. You volunteered. You tell me, let's say I'm an alien, or the CCO board, doesn't matter. I have a very simple question. Please answer my question only, okay? My question is, what is infinite? The silence will not do.
What
is infinite?
Infinite.
Infinite, yes.
Beyond whatever you can imagine.
Like what?
Like a walk, like a line, like a basket of watermelons.
Okay, this was the wrong answer to me. Any of you volunteer to give me the right one now?
You cannot answer that question.
Yes, I can.
How can you describe something that has no end?
My point is somewhere else. When they say infinite, you go towards large one. You never go towards the small infinite. Never. If you're looking for infinite, infinite large is too big for you. How about the infinite small? You never think about it. You know why? Literally speaking, it's because of your eyes. Your eyes are made to look outward, not inward. Therefore, for you, scientific approach, blah, blah, is all outside. What about this? Isn't it that if you go inside, there is another infinite? It goes to the chemical structure, then molecular structure, then atomic, then subatomic, then so on. And where is the end? You know how ridiculous is now the best saying almost 2,000 years ago in Greece. They called something atomos, means undividable. Non-dividable, because they said there is a limit. There is somewhere that you cannot divide it. How silly they were. Outward, they knew about a glass dome with the stars on the surface of seven of these bubbles, and inside there was a brick that you cannot divide. Nowadays, that way we know something around. This is where mathematics is a little bit funny. When I say we have something around 200 billion galaxies, each galaxy with trillions of stars. This is how big the other side is, and down there, that big atom smasher is made to lead a little bit one step further, because last step we arrived at a very critical edge. We faced something that the only name we could give it was chaos. And chaos logically cannot be the base of the order, because wherever you look in this universe, you see order. That's science. This is the problem. We are too much quote-unquote science-oriented, which is not really science. We cannot put them all together, and we have so more questions than answers. So it's something to study. Okay? But no matter how you look at it, this scientific part of us has been growing, and we attended to it. And we forgot about the other part. I believe I could never forget, even Alzheimer hasn't touched it yet, the face of the people coming out of a movie. A movie about a little group of people living in Bushmen, and one Coca-Cola dropped from the plane. When the people come out of the movie, suddenly you see all the Coca-Cola bottles wondering about it. Because the people coming out are that Coke bottle. They didn't know about that lifestyle. Even sitting down in the theater, none of them deep down really believed that, yes, there has been a group of people living in peace with no problem, no fighting ever. And those bushmen, those backwarded, non-civilized fellows are the kindest towards the children. Nobody deep down believed it, because later on I didn't see the trace of it, even in the memory of the people. It started with showing you a group of people living in peace. What was the key to that peaceful life? Any of you remember?
No possession.
What?
There was no possession. Everybody could...
Yeah, no properties, no ownership. Our civilization is based on ownership. We call it private property, personal property, privacy, man's castle, name it. We claim that we own this earth. How ridiculous is that? We own this? We all know that we are coming and going, and everything is changing, and nobody owns. knows anything. Recently we discovered that we don't even own